When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Patrick Dolan, it's been a couple days since I chatted with you. That's too long. I had to bring you back. Good to chat with you, my friend.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. From Conti and Dolan. The other half of that is Karen Conti, and Patrick Dolan does employment law. Patrick, I was really intrigued by an article I read in Crane Chicago Business today, an opinion piece about sort of the good news and some of the bad news still around workers with disabilities, that more and more folks with disabilities are finding jobs by about 4 percentage points, which may not seem like a lot, but certainly that is good news because we have a lot of folks out there that have a wide range of disabilities who are trying to find more work, right?
Yeah, that's right. I saw that article, John, both mental and physical disabilities. And, you know, we're really talking about two different stages of the process, the hiring process and the process and the part where they actually have to do the job and what accommodations they need for both. And there are the same obligations on employers to accommodate the needs of folks with disabilities at the hiring stage and in performing their job. So there's an interactive process that has to go on, but I think the challenges remain. In my experience, the employers are still hesitant or, frankly, uninformed with regard to a lot of disabled applicants. So there are definitely challenges that remain there.
Well, I was surprised by the numbers from a Boston Consulting Group. A study this year found that most organizations report that their workforces include a few disabled employees, roughly 4 to 7%, despite an actual prevalence that is much higher. 25% of employees have a disability or health condition that limits a major life activity. First of all, I was surprised that that number was so high, although maybe I shouldn't be, and that the companies simply don't know it. I imagine part of it's the stigma and employees not wanting to report that.
You know what, John? A lot of it is the stigma, especially surrounding mental health issues. I see it almost every day. Folks just don't want to disclose. They're afraid of the stigma, the retaliation, which is obviously illegal, but it happens all the time. And they're afraid to ask for accommodations, which may make it really difficult for the employer to keep them, even though, frankly, they should. So I think there's a lot of struggles there on the part of employees looking for a job and keeping a job when they have disabilities.
Well, let's talk about that, the accommodation. So let's say someone has had a job, they've worked at a place, they have a disability, maybe an accident, they've gone through a mental health crisis. What's the process play out legally for them between the relationship between the employer and the employee?
Yeah, so they need to request an accommodation to perform their job. And that really starts the process of talking with the company about what it is that they can do and what they need the company to help them do. And as long as the request is reasonable and it doesn't cause a severe undue hardship on the part of the company, then the company is obligated to provide that individual with that accommodation so they can do their job. And as you might imagine, John, there are so many different mental and physical disabilities that are protected under federal and state law that there are just many different scenarios as far as what accommodations a person needs to do their job. So the interactive process is really, really important to figuring out what can be done for them.
Does the employer have to retain you if you legit cannot do the job that you were doing before, but you're requesting to work maybe a different type of job within that company?
Yeah, so if you cannot perform your job with an accommodation, then you can and should talk to the company about performing another job. Do they have to move you over to that other job? No, because that's just a separate analysis versus all the other folks who are applying for the job, right? And they certainly don't have to create a job that does not already exist. Now, should they? Probably they should at least have that discussion to try to find out that employee a job. I mean, they're raising a legitimate concern. It's unfortunate maybe they can't do the job they're in with an accommodation. And so typically, the employer and the employee will work together to try to find them something else to do.
Okay. What if I'm applying for a job? Is it the reasonable expectation that I know I can perform that job with this disability when I'm applying, and therefore I have every right as anyone else to get the job? Like, how do we navigate that? Because that can be a difficult situation.
Yeah, and that's a slightly different analysis. So what we're talking about there is information the company provides as far as accommodations to undergo the hiring process, right? So they have notices about interviews and job postings online, et cetera, and they need to provide information to applicants so they can see that an applicant can seek an accommodation to go through that hiring process. The employer cannot ask at that hiring stage whether someone can perform the job. However, if an employee volunteers that they need an accommodation to do the job, or if it's obvious to the employer, then that discussion can ensue at that point. But at that hiring point, John, there should be no discussion about whether they can do the job at that point.
So during resume, interview, no discussion until there's been a discussion about hiring?
Yeah, it has to be later on in the process. We're talking about whether they need an accommodation to go through the hiring, the application and the hiring process. And then if that is successful, then there can be a discussion about what accommodation the person may need to do that job, and then we're back to the interactive process where they have to work with each other to see if that's something that can be done.
Do you see this stuff a lot?
A lot, and I tell you where this falls down. Employers oftentimes just don't educate the hiring folks sufficiently, or the onboarding of folks and the folks who have to look at jobs and say, can this person do this job? And so that's a struggle. That's a very difficult part and very challenging.
Yeah, for sure. Patrick, I know you can help people out with this, or if they were temporarily disabled and not given the accommodations, or, something happened with FMLA. I mean, there's all sorts of different things we've talked about when we have a little bit more time. People can give you a call at 312-332-7800. I got that right, Patrick, right?
You got it, John. Thank you.
You know it's tattooed on my arm, so I got it there.
I know. I've seen it. It's there.
Thanks, Patrick. Have a good one, all right?
All right. Take care. Bye.